I just pointed out, Kim just sent me a note, and it goes nicely with a story I wanted to pass along anyway. Today, I didn't realize this, the 100 days before the opening ceremonies. So that's a big deal. You know, we always keep track. Remember, I was there at the White House on the 100th day of Bill Clinton in office as president. So 100 means something to a lot of people. 100 days to the opening ceremonies in Paris, which leads me to the story today. Ed Bastian, all-around good guy, and the head of Delta Airlines, the official airline of the Paul W. Smith Show, and I think all of WJR, Ed Bastian was on the Today Show. And maybe that's what he was doing, was announcing the 100 days to the opening. But what happened was, a woman, you know, when they're outside and the crowd is there and people bring signs, a woman held up a sign and said it was her birthday. So Ed Bastian walked over to her and gave her the best birthday present that she wasn't expecting. He gave her 2 first-class tickets to Paris and tickets to the Olympics.
Hopefully she can get off on work by time.
Next time I'm in New York, I'm going to be sure to go to the Today Show and hang out. Please do. Ed Bastian, all-around good guy. And speaking of all-around good guys, we've got one sitting here with us. Kevin Voigt, the Michigan managing partner of KPMG Global, here at the luncheon for the Detroit Economic Club. And we're not going to keep you long because I know you want to get in there and hear what Jim Fitterling has to say and the other speakers as well. Nice to see you, Kevin.
It's great to be with you, Paul.
And you guys do an annual survey. And you did it again, of over 400 CEOs. Tell us about the survey and tell us about some of the things you found.
Happy to do so, Paul. So, and I'll give you this context. We do this every year. And what we're noticing now is something we're calling sort of compound volatility that our CEOs are facing. Balancing near-term risks, geopolitical and cyber as an example. And a couple of years ago, it was the pandemic and then the Great Recession and the chip shortage, right? All these near-term risks and balancing against the long-term sort of structural changes in the U.S. economy, including inflation. It's pretty sticky, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah.
Climate, tax, supply chains, and really with a particular focus on the tight labor markets and the demographic challenges we have in the U.S. as it relates to those. And by the way, we don't exactly have an accommodating immigration policy, right? So it's a challenge for our companies and our CEOs to deal with. So let me point out a couple things.
Please.
From the survey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that, just given that compound volatility they're facing, one surprising fact is 87% of our CEOs were very confident in U.S. economic growth over the near term. 78% of them are very confident over their own company's growth over the next couple years. Okay, so they're very confident. U.S. economy is terrific. It's the envy of the world. We have our challenges for sure, but it's the envy of the world. A couple things, though. You know, almost half of our CEOs said they would wait until 2025 to do any significant capital spend or merger and acquisition.
Why? Do they give a reason why?
They do. So with regard to M&A, so we have high financing costs these days, right? The multiples, the expectations on valuation multiples are still elevated. And then they point to that election as a fulcrum as well in terms of navigating that. What the election is all about, right, is eliminating at least some of the uncertainty. And I think our CEOs, they don't particularly have a horse in the race, as it were, right, whether it's the Congress, the Senate, or the presidential election. They just want certainty, Paul W.
Yeah, and they have to get along with everybody. So, it doesn't behoove you to say, I got a horse in this race, and here's who I want, because you got a long time to live with the other guy if he wins.
You sure do. Another really fascinating discovery that we had in the survey, Paul W., is this. Spending on generative AI. Now, I talked about the M&A markets. I talked about major capital spend being sort of paused, as it were. But 97% of our CEOs said they will spend more or the same that they did the prior year. And let me attach some numbers to that. Nearly half of our participants said they're going to spend $100 million or more on generative AI again this year.
Wow.
25% are going to spend between 100 and 250, and another 25% over $250 million on generative AI.
There's a lot of opportunity there. We're talking with Kevin Voigt, Michigan Managing Partner, KPMG Global. There's a lot of opportunity there. I just don't know what it is.
Sure. Well, how about we talk about a couple use cases as an example.
Right.
Some of the early adopters are in the finance and the IT area, Paul W. And if you think about that labor shortage that we're facing that we mentioned early on, you know, a lot of those are in the high-tech space, right? And how are we going to get these software engineers? Here in Detroit, right, the mobility capital of the world, you know, cars are it's not about bending metal anymore, right? It's about software and autonomy and all that stuff that goes with regard to automobiles these days. So you need software engineers. So how can you leverage that, right? Using generative AI, we can leverage the talent that we have, right? And our CEOs are telling this, hey, that programming that might take, let's say, 8 hours of coding to take in a normal setting, if they can leverage generative AI, maybe they can reduce that to 2 hours or 1 hour, right?
It's astonishing.
It's the multiplier effect,
yeah.
Right? And then in finance, use it for financial planning and predictive models, you know, you can even use it to spot fraud. I mean, you know, cybersecurity is a significant issue, as you well know.
I can't help but worry, Kevin, about the loss of jobs because there are going to be a lot of them. And I don't want to go down that road right now, but you have something.
Well, one interesting fact, and I agree with you, common sense might indicate that, hey, we're going to face into some job losses. 72% of our CEOs anticipate adding headcount over the near term.
Wow.
So they're what they view this as a tool to address some of those labor challenges and to leverage their existing pool of talent, but they need more talent.
Interesting. Yeah, because I heard a great line. Maybe it's just a great line that humans had no natural predators until we invented AI.
Not a bad line. I will tell you this though, people and not machines will ultimately determine the return on investments for generative AI. The workforce adoption will ultimately drive success.
Excellent. Hey, I just want to say, because this is so very important, Kevin Voigt is, during the day, Michigan Managing Partner, KPMG Global. And who's kidding who? All the time he's got that job going on. But he also helps out with the Special Olympics, a recent past board chair, now on the executive committee. A lot of people recognize the name, the Special Olympics, but share how the Special Olympics impacts our region.
Oh, Paul W., in tremendous ways. Let me put it in the context of our motto, let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. This is about a population of nearly 20,000 folks in the state of Michigan who participate, who have intellectual challenges, intellectual disabilities, who participate in sports and wellness programming, all at no cost to them or their families, Paul W. So Special Olympics Michigan is doing tremendous things. Here in Detroit, by the way, 90 what we call unified champion schools. These are schools where sports programming is designed for both the intellectually disabled as well as their champion partners. So together, working together on teams, and it builds, it breaks down barriers, it establishes friendships, ending bullying. It's terrific. And by the way, there's the state games are coming up, Paul W. The state games for Special Olympics, May 30th through June 1st at Central Michigan University. 500 athletes here from the Detroit area participating. And a big shout out to Michelle Osborne and Sue Campbell who are really generating a lot of interest here locally for those athletes.
Hey, listen, when we get closer, I don't want you to be a stranger anyway because it's been too long. So, Kevin, you come back when we get closer. Let's give another push. This big conversation was about your annual survey at KPMG. We'll still talk about KPMG, obviously, but we'll also talk about the
May 30th through June 1st.
May 30th through June 1st up at Central Michigan University.
Right.
We'll talk about that, too, if you'll come back.
Certainly will. Thanks, Paul W.
We'll look forward to it. Michigan Managing Partner, KPMG Global, Kevin Voigt, as we continue in Focus on WJR.